I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Berklee Symphony's music director, Joana Carneiro, has mapped out a season with four world premieres. Along with masterworks like Beethoven's Seventh Symphony and Charles Ives' The Unanswered Question, the opening concert will include a new work by Paul Drescher, a composer and instrument inventor, including the quadricord, a stringed instrument that stretches far enough on a flat surface to allow for multiple players to bow, pluck, or drum on the strings. The other composers commissioned to write new works include Andrea Pintocaraya, Stephen Stuckey, who will be in residence with the orchestra for part of the season, and Dylan Mattingly, who took part in Berklee Symphony's Under Construction program for young composers back in 2005. The Oakland East Bay Symphony's season begins the Friday after Election Day with an all-American program called Celebrating Democracy. Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto will feature the orchestra's new principal, Bill Kalinkos, and two works by area composers, UC Berklee Professor Emeritus Ollie Wilson, in honor of his 75th birthday, and Gordon Getty's Homework Suite. Their Let Us Break Bread Together holiday concert will celebrate its 20th anniversary, and the evocative titles of the remaining programs are A Woman's Life, with Richard Daniel Poor's work of the same name setting poetry by Maya Angelou, Sky Above, Sea Below, including the four sea interludes from Benjamin Britten's opera Peter Grimes. The Oakland East Bay Symphony will also continue its tradition of focusing on a particular geographical region for one concert, this time Notes from the Middle East. Their final concert is called Saints and Sinners. They too will be premiering a work by an American composer yet to be named. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.